We're in the middle of the discussion of the alternative entities that we put our trust in, because his point was very, very strong that if you don't put your trust in Hashem, then you perforce are going to be trusting something else, and if you're trusting something else, pashtus is you're in trouble, because nothing else has the koyach to do anything for you, so you're going to end up with nothing. That seems to be the point. It isn't, as we pointed out, that, well, you're trusting something else, so we'll see what that something else can do for you, because there is nothing else that can do anything. And here it's very clearly indicated. Okay, a person puts his trust in his abundant wealth. Yusar mimenu. Not the pshat, well, let's see how far your money can get you. No, yusar mimenu. It'll be removed from him. The yishoyel zulosei. And be left for other people. Mamash, it will disappear. Not the pshat that, we'll see, let's see. You have money, maybe it can help you a little bit. No, gornished. He says, you're putting your trust in your money. A terrible, terrible mistake. Because you submit of Yeshua, this was a commission, not Kosuf, Oshir Yishkav, Veloye Osef. A rich man will lie down and won't die. Ain of Pokach Veinenu. He opens his eyes in the morning, whatever. And nothing. Nothing's there. It all disappears. Very, very strong statement of how the wrong trust is fatal, is lethal. Omar Altiga Laha Altiga, don't be miyogea, don't put your effort in Lahashir, bibi noschadol, and stay away from your chokhmah that you think you have, you know, like you're very, very very wise, very smart. No, it says no. It says it's not going to help you. The Omar hasoif einecho boy veinenu. I guess you look at it, and before you know it, it's disappeared. You look at it, and then I counted my money last night. It happened to many people, right? I checked my stocks last night, and wow, I was a wealthy man. I look at it the next day, and it's not there. And I think it's very important to point out at this point, especially in the climate in which we live. We are products of the societal problems. There are problems with the market. There's problems with the mortgage rates. There's problems with other financial indicators and or the tax rates or whatever it may be, and we all seem to feel that we fit into those patterns. In other words, if the market's in trouble, that means I'm in trouble because I have stocks in the market. If the mortgage is high and I ain't in a mortgage, that means the mortgage rates are high. I'm going to pay through the nose and my credit cards and whatever it may be, and we have to realize that we are not impacted by the societal norms in the slightest. Because in reality, there are no societal norms. Kodesh Baruch Hu, his hashkocha is with each and every individual. The Medrash says it very dramatically. It's brought in the Yalkut. It says, Yudoyla parnosa yoysemi geula. Parnosa is even greater than geula. Because geula sometimes is ali de malach shenemar hamalach agoyeloisi. Sometimes Hashem sends an agent, a malach, a shliach. Parnosa is al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo v'atzmoy poiseach. You open your hand, umasbia, and you satiate l'chol chai rotzein, according to every living creature, according to its will, according to your will. I think the Meforshim differ in that. But the Pshat, he signs the checks. So it doesn't matter the financial issues that are going on in the world. It doesn't matter the unemployment rate. It doesn't matter the tax rates. It doesn't matter the market. You know, that doesn't affect me. And there's really a very...
It affects my ishtadlus, though.
What?
It affects how...
Okay. Ishtadlus is affected. You're right. Ishtadlus is, you have to do a ishtadlus that's appropriate, that makes sense. I'll be there, chateva. But it doesn't affect me in reality. And that's, bichlal, a very important point, too. Ishtadlus and the reality of the bitochen are two separate sugyas. Ishtadlus is what I have to do. Bitochen is where it's really at. Ishtadlus is a mitzvah because of Ein Semech and Al-Anes, or because the pasuk says b'chol asher ta'aseh, that we have to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live in the gather of teva in order not to have to do for us too many nisim, because the more nisim that he does for us, the more we use up our schusim. Many different reasons. Oh, but the bitochen is really where it happens with and only because of the bitochen. And the truth is, there's a pasuk that we say every day, or we say Shabbos, or we say in Krisha Alamita, Yipol mitzidcho elef, 1,000 will fall from your side, urevova miminecho, and 10,000 from your right side, elecho lo yigosh. It's not going to touch you. We are not products. We are not. We are not affected by what's going on around us.
That's because everything. What? Elecho means like what's each that? Individual or a Kaddish Baruch
Hu? Elecho lo yigosh.
Elecho, no, to you. Maybe. Elecho, you.
You're not going to be affected.
So you won't be affected. Cause, no, you may be affected, but you're not affected because there's an elef or there's 10,000. You're affected because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pesach, is Yodech, Umaspia, and he's the Zonu Mefarnes, and he decides what you're supposed to have, and how much you're supposed to have, and when you're supposed to get it, and where you're supposed to get it from. And that's very, very important in the society, in the world we live. I mean, I can't help but think about, when you hear about the markets, I say, I hear people talking about, well, how much money did I lose today? Who says? You lost, you know. Maybe this way you lost, you get it over there. We have no shaykhus, okay? So
is this a punishment, or is this like a natural consequence?
What do you mean?
If you're yiftach and you're barov asher, is it a punishment that you're going to lose it, or is it because you didn't have the bitachon, therefore it's you're not going to have the money?
So that's a very good question. I would say, but it's just a thought, a tentative thought, that it's not. It's not a punishment per se, but see, let's back.
Why don't you just say pshat? Because if you're not potev in Hashem, you're potev in something else, and it's not going to work.
Yes, it's not going to work. No, but the question is, why isn't it going to work? The terrace is, why doesn't Hashem do it for you that way? I think the pshat is simpler than that, and I think that may be the havona of many or maybe all punishments. It's a lesson. Right, Yisurin boy in a love, what are you supposed to do? You fashvish b'maso. You're supposed to see, why did this happen to me? Maybe I'm doing something that I should not be doing. I should be doing something else. So I say the same thing over here. Hashem wants to teach us a lesson. If you trust in me, you're going to be fine. If you trust in something else, I have to show you that when you trust in something else, you get messed up. I'm sure I told the story here with my FedEx. I must have told it 100 times, right? Yeah. Someone sent me a check with FedEx, and I'm waiting the whole day. The FedEx didn't show up. And finally, the bank closed. I called my wife. She said, I don't understand FedEx. She says, what are you talking about? The whole day, you didn't once think about the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're thinking about the FedEx. And that's true. You thought about the FedEx? FedEx got a snowstorm in the south, and they couldn't, one time, they couldn't deliver. That's it. We have nothing to do. The Teva doesn't affect us. We're not affected, not just by what goes on for the Goyim, for the Yidden, for the world. Each person is a cheshbon b'fnei atzmo that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is zon mefarnes mikarnei ra'emim ad beit zekinim, from the highest to the lowest level. I'm sure you know most of the things I probably mentioned already. But I remember once walking to the yeshiva for Rockaway for mincha on a Shabbos after Yom Tov afternoon, and I saw the garbage truck right in the middle of the street, and they pour the garbage in. And some, it looks like a chicken or meat, or a chicken, I guess it was, bones and skins, and this fell right down. And of course, they left right there. And Teichkete Dibu, within 2 seconds, 15 birds swooped down. And I called the Shmuel Chos, the Zonam of Arnis. That's how he does it. He provides for everybody. The garbage man does this, this happens this. This is the way it goes. So we have to keep that in mind, that this is, we are not affected by anything else. But it's very possible, you blink your eyes, and you don't have. Says in Bachatzi Yom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu could forsake him, and in the end, he's not going to have anything. Now he says something else, and this is also very, very significant, because we have to have a broad, full picture. He says sometimes you put your trust in your money; it's not going to take your money away. As a cheshbon, right? Maybe you have enough. Maybe you have enough internal bitochen that entitles you to something, even though you're putting, you know, only Hashem knows how to judge. The Rambam's lotion is, Ein shoyklen ela badas kel deos. Only Hashem knows how to judge how much this, how much intention, how much good, how much bad. Those cheshbonos only he can make. So he says, sometimes the wealth is not going to be taken away, but what's going to happen? Timon imenan osa. He won't let you enjoy it. That's it. There are many people, and this we know, that their wealth remained with them. But they were very much into the wealth. They were very reliant on the wealth, and it doesn't help them. Now what? I got all the money, you know. Many people like that. I remember once a finder, he wanted to do good with it, but and he was real estate. He had a lot of real estate, and I asked him for a donation. He said, "No, mekenish doesn't siegel. You can't eat bricks." I got tons of bricks, but there's nothing I can do with it. I have no cash. That's all. It's very nice to have bricks, but you can't have an offer bricks.
Donate the bricks.
What?
You can donate the bricks for
the
moment.
Bricks, yeah, okay. Anyway, good.
But if a person trusts in his money, he's boteach bezulaso, and Hashem is mesim also in his money, then is there a certain point where he's able to have a certain amount of success, even though he trusts in his money? Like just naturally? Naturally, if you have $1 billion, you'll be okay for a couple of years.
Oh, so that's what, that, with the first statement that he made.
Well, that's what he was asking.
What? Yeah, no, you could say that. No, but you could, no, before that. But here he says clearly, the Yiftach Rav Oshro, Yusar Mimenu. He doesn't say, the Yiv Rav Oshro may not help him. He says, Yusar Mimenu, and the only thing that is an exception to that, one exception is, Oi, if he won't take it away, he'll take away the hanor. So that means if you have no hanor from your money, so for all intents and purposes, it's like you didn't have it. What do you got?
But it sounds like a punishment. That answers Shreya's question.
Why?
Because otherwise, naturally, you have $1 billion. It should last you for some amount of time.
No, I didn't dispute that it's a punishment. I just tried to describe the nature. And the lumdus behind the punishment is to teach you a lesson.
Oh, but
so the lesson is trust in your money. This is what you're going to get.
But the Taurus onish. That's what he's at.
I don't like the word onish.
I don't think it's an issue of onish. I think there's a teva issue here, that the wealth is there. The question is, when you're now doing your shtadlus with the wealth, so now you have to redirect your shtadlus, because if you don't, the way it's designed is that osher is not your salvation. So to focus on that as a point of your support, especially when you have the option not to, right? That's the biggest nesayon, is not to look at the money as a point of ishtablus. You should separate your ishtablus from that, and don't let that take you over, because otherwise, what's going to inevitably happen, like the Rav said, the markets will crash, all right? The economy will crash, and then inevitably that the whole value of what money is will dissipate, and you'll be stuck there trying to figure out how to run your life. So if you redirect your ishtalas, regardless of how much money you have, you're not affected by it.
Right, I'm just saying about the Lashon. I'm just saying, do we resolve this question or not?
I think the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it clear to us that it's only with the ishtalas you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. So if you put, not ishtalas, only with the bitochen you're going to get it. So if you put your bitochen in something else, I'm not going to let it work. So you should learn that that's not going to help you. After a while, a person learns a lesson. After our personal lesson says, hey, this is not the way. This is not the way. So anyway, let's move on a little bit. Okay. Kasher omra chochom v'lo yashlitenu elikim lechu mimenu. Hashem won't give him, as a pasuk in Kehelet, he won't give him the ability, the control to enjoy it, to eat it. Ye esel pikodin, sheshem eroisim min hapgoyim, ad sheyoshuv l'mishu roeloi. And then what is this... what is this money that he has? Now, I guess the money that he has, why is that a pikodin? It's a pikodin, but why is it sheshemer oisim in apgoyim? It does have some of it. Yoshal mishu royaloi.
I think he appreciates what it is, and therefore that appreciation leads him to...
Is he just saying that he's not going to do anything with it? Like a
pekodin,
you can't use a
pekodin,
you have it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, it means, he says the pshat, he guards it from pegoyim, not it guards him. Yeah, he guards it. Money. Yeah, no, I misread it, I'm sorry.
Protecting the money.
That's right. No, Hashem gave you the money to watch, right? That's it. But ultimately, this money is not going to do you any, because you'll ask the question, why did he give you the money? He wants you to watch the money right now, but he's not going to do anything for you if you're putting your trust in that money. At best, it's
well, that's
a
not
because
a question why he gave you the money. He gave you the money, maybe you lost the ability to use the money because you didn't have the proper mindset. It's not explaining why he gave you the money. He's explaining once he gave you the money and you didn't do the right thing, you didn't have the right to talk with it, So then, like, what happens to the money? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I get. You mean, you're right. If you do it, if you didn't trust the money, that's not. But he brings psukim. These psukim sometimes, this is what's happening. Sometimes it's happening that you won't be able to enjoy it, and you're only watching. You only have it to protect it. Ad shiosh mishroy loy lachoy te nosan inyan lasoy felichnois losays letoiv lifnei velikim. But there's something else I think that this pasuk says. It's a pikodin ad shiosh mishroy loy. What does that mean? You were given. This is a very telling statement. You were given this pikodin, and your job is to give it where it belongs, to whom it's roy. What does that mean? There's hatzolas nefoshes. There's tzet stoker, there's meiser, there's all kinds of pikuach nefesh. So that's roy loy. Your money was given to you as a pikodin, just to give to those where it's appropriate, and that's what he learns from the posuk. V'lachoyte nosan inyan less of lichnois, to the sinner who's not roy for himself, he's given an inyan less of a lichnois to gather, connect, to collect, and to gather in. Lo says letoiv lifnehu elikim, to give for good, for those good causes, lifnehu elikim. Now that I think is very, very interesting, because he says lachoite. Sometimes we wonder, say, you know, and many people wonder that, hey, this guy is not such a tzaddik, he's not such a nice guy. He's really, you know, and he has gelt on Ashir. And here we got all these fine Yidden, these nice, sweet people, good Erlich Jews, and just to put food on the table. So this says a very interesting thing. Sometimes even to a choite, to not a good person, a person who is putting his trust in his money. But he wasn't given the money for himself. And he is given the money because he's a shomer to give it to the right places. If he does that, then at least he did good with his money. You know, there's a famous story with the Chofetz Chaim that he was once came in a besmedrash, and he noticed somebody lying on the bench there, like it looked like a homeless person, and he recognized the person, so he sort of ran away not to embarrass him. Who was this? This was a gvir once who gave him the enough for one wall, one quarter, I guess, of the building to build the yeshiva in Raden. And the gvir caught, recognized that the Chofetz Chaim was hiding from him in this. So he came over to him and he says, I have big kindness on you. He says, right now I have nothing. He said, had you pushed me to give all the rest of the money then, at least I would have had a besmedrash. Now all I have is one wall and a besmedrash, you know. And so that's sometimes a person, and this may have been a good person, but sometimes a person is not a good person. He's a sinner. Lachoite, the posuk says. Lachoite nosan inyan less of a lichnus. He allows a choite to make money. So the choite to make money, we say, oh, Yuval, what's with this guy? We're jealous. Don't be jealous. The only reason he was given the money was to give it away. And if not, he's not going to have hanor from it, because he wasn't giving the choite. He doesn't deserve the money. So it's a very, I think this is a very powerful fundraising technique to sinners. if you're approaching, what, I'm sorry?
According to that, you can take money from sinners.
Well, yeah, you're right. Well, sinners, yeah. We're all sinners, so, you know, that's different. It doesn't mean he's an apikoiris or those. But anyway, but the point is, you're really doing the man a big favor. Because if he isn't worthy of this money, then he's not going to have an offer from it. The only reason he has it is to give it away. If that's the case, it does to the solicitor, it makes life a lot easier, because I'm really doing you a big favor. Not only, you know, anyway, Chazal say, Godel mi masha balabayas oisel oni oni oisel balabayas. More than the balabayas, more than the balabayas does for the oni, that he gives him his sustenance, the oni does for balabayas because he gives him a mitzvah. He gives him the opportunity to do the mitzvah. But here's something else. This money you're not going to have anyway. This money was given to you just to give away. So I'm really doing you a very big favor. Now, agav, there's such a concept. There are people, and you know, you meet them, I would say few and far between, but I was zeicher to meet a number of them in my days, and that is where they mamish, literally internalize this, the money's only a pikotin. It's only given to me to watch, to give to good causes, to use for good things. It's not my money. Now, there's two levels of that. There's the people that think that they're, let's say, 80%, even the big Balei Tzedakah that give Chumash, the 80% that was given to me. And that's a reasonable position you could use. A person who has money is allowed to use it for himself too. That's fine. That's why he was given money. But at least the 20% doesn't belong to me. And that's push it. Because 20%, that's connected the Meiser in the Beis HaMikdash when they worked Eretz Yisrael. The Levim didn't have a chelek. They did the work with Beis Hashem. And the Klal Yisrael did the farming. And they gave away 10% of their produce so that the Levi had like their chelek in Eretz Yisrael to support them. They got from everybody else. And now we're doing this. We're giving away. This is not our money. And that's one thing. But there are some people who look at all their money as a pikkudin. The reality is this is not my money. And there are I've had people who gave money. I would say maybe they kept Meiser or Chumash for themselves. Now, I must admit they had a couple of bucks. You know, if you're living on a meager salary, you can't really do that. But there are people and the idea, the philosophy was, it's a pikkudin. It's not mine. It was only given to me by Hashem to put to good use. If they had a personal good use, they would do that. But they felt that maybe sometimes this is a better use. I have enough for my family. So that concept of pikkudin is very important for everybody. For the choyte on one hand, and even for everybody, because that's what it is. Hashem gives it to us. He gives it to us for a purpose. So, and even if we're not worthy, sometimes he gives us the opportunity to do it for a purpose. For Omar, yochin v'tzadik yilbosh v'chesef noki yachalik. That, I'm not sure exactly what this posuk means. Yeah, in other words, the same thing. He was Yochim the Tzadik Yilbosh. He'll use these things. The Kesef Noki Yachaluk, but he'll take his own. How do you call it? His own needs. He needs clothing. He needs the basic needs of life. The Kesef Noki Yachaluk, but he's going to be mamish being chilek Kesef because that Kesef is like a pikkudin that was given to for that purpose. The Efshe Shiyah Hamoment Sibas Roosoy the Avdan Nafshoy. And sometimes, and this is the worst of all the scenarios, sometimes the momoin can be the sibas ro'osoi, the cause of evil, of bad happening in his life, the ovdon nafshoi, and literally the loss of his life. K'meisha Omar, yesh ro choyle, choylo ro'isi, tachza shemesh, oysher shomo levolov ro'osoi. There's a terrible thing I've seen, sickness, tachza shemesh, what is it? Oysher, wealth, that shomer libo olam, that's guarded specially for its owners, lira osoy, for his detriment. So you have to be very, very careful, you know. Money is not poshet. Money is not the agent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does everything. He gives us the money, either he gives it to us to use for the right purposes, and sometimes if we put our trust in him, so then we'll have more, and aser b'shil shetisasher, a person can become rich. And the Gemara says, no, the Gemara Nida says, if you want to become wealthy, you should be marba b'schoira. Agav, I think I mentioned once, the Goyin says he takes out marba b'schoira, because according to the Mishnah, marba or not marba, in the Mishnah Kiddushin, it's not moral, not totally more or less. It's totally in the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says Yisov Eitan Be'emuna. That's the way the Goyin learns. Other people have the gifts of Marav B'Schoira. Then the Gemara says many people did this. They didn't become rich. And then it says, so then why does it say you should be Marav in this or do Oisik Be'emuna? That's a Tanai. So it's mashma from the Gemara, at least from the Rashi learns there, that money is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's totally in rachamim, it's totally in bitochin, it's totally mamish as a gift of a chesed and rachamim from Hashem. The only thing is, there's a tnai is we have to do what we have to do. When we do what's appropriate, either to do schoira and ishtadlus, or to be noisav and noisav be'emuna, we conduct our business be'emuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, and he's merachim on us, and he grants us everything that we need and everything that we want.